is entrepreneurship worth it?
Good job will prepare you for being a good entrepreneur. Bad job will push you to become an entrepreneur.
That's so true.
I feel like a lot of people now just feel like, okay, they're done with college. Let's start something and see where it takes.
Is the concept of the right time to have a startup actually exist?
Want to become a founder? Do you have a very, very clear purpose in your head?
I have seen some examples of that in my close circles where people didn't like what they were doing and they thought, yeah, chalo, main ye to nahi karna hai, to chalo, main apna hi kuch karo. That's normally a trigger.
Financially, it's not worth it. Emotionally, it's not worth it. Mentally, it's not worth it.
If I feel like I spent my time in the right places, doing the right things, I feel fulfilled. You know, it gives me a sense of accomplishment.
I actually disagree with that.
Okay, we have two tenured CXOs, right? You've been now 13 years with Rebel. 13 years with Rebel. And Abhijit, you've spent many years at CXO positions in now storied companies, right? Your more recent one being Nykaa Fashion, but you know, before that, Swiggy, Myntra, Lazada, etc., right? And you both obviously have worked very closely with founders and been entrepreneurial in your work as well as in your outcomes, whether it's ESOPs or, you know, your companies have gone public, right? Both of them. And with it, you were at investment banking, did a lot of deals, etc., but then came to India with a clear view that he wanted to study. He came and said, "Main ko startup karne ka. Do teen saal mein, I will learn. Yeah. So I want to work with a company where I can learn in a founder's office," and that's how we got introduced. Nakansha, your brother offered you to start up, yeah. Right? And that's a question. And I have been a founder after McKinsey for 4-5 years. I started up, right? So a lot of times people ask me this question, that is entrepreneurship worth it? And my knee-jerk reaction, frankly, is it is totally worth it. Who I am today versus what I was in 2016 is totally different. But the more I double click on that answer, the more I think personally that it's actually not worth it. Financially, it's not worth it. Emotionally, it's not worth it. Mentally, it's not worth it. Reputationally, it's not worth it. Like, the downsides far outweigh the upsides. But maybe, you know, it is a way for me to kind of feel better about myself that, you know, outcomes have been decent. So it's good for me to think, yeah, I kind of won in a game where the odds are against me. But I wanted the four of you to actually discuss, because both of you, I'm assuming, you clearly have an entrepreneurial game, yeah, to play in the future. I don't know, Akanksha, where you are. But both of you have been on the ring side of entrepreneurship, done it yourself, but not yet taken the leap to do something. I know that you might want to in the future, but is entrepreneurship worth it? Yes, no.
I have a question here. So
jump right in.
The list of 10 questions waiting.
Sincerity and the research that has gone into it.
So, I mean, honestly, like, as young people, there's a lot of push around ki, you know, you're young, you don't have anything to lose, you can have a startup. But then, I feel we don't really have a lot to offer as well. Do you, is the concept of the right time to have a startup actually exists?
The timing issue, okay.
I think, so I've been fortunate to be an entrepreneur while I started as a job. So I've been running Rebel from 13 years as a co-founder. It was not what I started up, as Shantanu mentioned. But I think biggest difference is the time is never wrong. But why you're doing is more important. If you're doing it as a substitute of job, it's not going to work. If you're doing it for a very clear purpose in your head, that drives you. Because money will follow wherever you go. If you go to a job, eventually you will make money. And I'm not talking about a lot of money. In India, you need a decent amount of money to survive, have a good life. I think you first get the money out of the equation and then think about, do you want to become a founder? Do you have a very, very clear purpose in your head which drives you daily? Because as Shantanu mentioned, it takes a lot. Right? The kind of ownership it takes, the kind of hustle it takes, the kind of stress it takes, and the kind of fun it will give is also very different. There is always not a right time, sir, but you have to feel that this is the purpose or this is something I really love to put my head on. And also, it's not like today it's defined. Like when we started Fasos, it was very different. And today Rebel Food is very, very different. But we kept saying, okay, we have to use internet to revolutionize the restaurant industry. And we kept doing it. So I think it's take a lot from that. And a lot of people say, is job versus entrepreneurship? I said, good job will prepare you for being a good entrepreneur. Bad job will push you to become an entrepreneur.
That's so true.
So, yeah. From my perspective, and to give you some context, I used to work in banking, did M&A for a few years. And then I thought, you know what, I'm doing so great in something that I maybe don't even want to do, that I might as well start something, right? And that's when I moved back. I spoke to Shantanu and I joined Bombay Shaving Company, right? And now we speak to a lot of entrepreneurs, like through the podcast, through the fund we run. And what I'm increasingly finding out is from a ROI perspective, right? And as like a finance guy, it does not make sense until you have a real problem you want to solve, right? Other than that, like, I feel like a lot of people now just feel like, okay, they're done with college. Let's start something and see where it takes us. Or we'll start a dropshipping business. But if you look at the economics of it, right? Unless you're really passionate about something, like the economic reward is delayed by like 10 years. You probably will make money very late in life. The money you save when you're doing a job, you can probably invest and be wealthier then, right? So unless, and that's why I've kind of not quit yet.
Because, yeah, you're giving him that cocaine.
Yeah. First I thought that, okay, I'll come here, I'll kind of learn how the ecosystem operates and I'll quit and I'll start something. Now I'm realizing, A, it's so much harder than what it looks like from the outside because people only glorify the wins, right? Not the struggle. And second is, unless you have a real problem to solve, why are you even doing it, right? Like just...
But I thought with you, it would be the opposite. So he also runs our deal flow for the Barbershop Fund, right? So he's very close to very early stage founders and, you know, kind of with investors and thinking, oh, it's easy to raise money quickly. You've done what, 20 deals, huh?
Yeah.
20 deals, that's usually the VC curse, right? You're so close to entrepreneurship that you feel like, okay, now it's in touching distance and I want to do it, especially given your intent to.
Also, I feel like because I help in the operations and I operate, I realize ki you're not learning how to run a company
very, very
by
simple
investing
answer.
In it.
Playing a sport versus watching a sport, both are fun, both are different fun.
100%.
Obviously, playing a sport is much more difficult than watching.
Yeah.
and playing, and you know, while you're visible is only like... not even a minuscule percentile of it. Like the Leo Messi example or the Ronaldo example, you have to... So let's go back to the reasons why you want to do entrepreneurship. You know, it's similar to the question of, is college worth it? Is entrepreneurship worth it? It depends on why you want to do it. I feel like anything that you are really set, your heart is set on, is absolutely worth it. Whether it is entrepreneurship or anything else in life in general. And in my case, I have not been an entrepreneur, but at least for the last... pretty much the decade, you know, I've played roles where I have more or less been the entrepreneur without having done the fundraising part of the work itself, which I know can be a, you know, massive, massive headache. You know, it's not easy. So I can't speak from personal experience of having been an entrepreneur. But for example, economic reasons can be one reason why you may feel like it's worth it. And that's one train of thought. The second is you may feel like, you know, the grind is worth it.
Yeah,
and there's a different kind. Like I personally feel like the grind is totally worth it.
Definitely.
I come back absolutely exhausted every day. In the evening, I'll not go into what time because I don't want to get into the 18-hour debate since Shantanu is here. But I come back absolutely exhausted. But if I feel like I spent my time in the right places, doing the right things, I feel fulfilled. You know, it gives me a sense of accomplishment. It's the same feeling when I come back from the gym and I'm completely exhausted. You know, it's like training yourself. It's like just getting better at something every single day. You know, just with rigor, with discipline, doing something and see it improve, not from one day to the next, but from one year to the next. Right? It takes time. Do the same. You know, compounding takes over.
Yeah.
If you like that kind of thing, that could be a different reason why you want to build something. You generally just like to build and see something grow. You know, planting a tree and just sort of... So, different reasons. I think not liking your job is probably not one of the... I have seen some examples of that in my close circles where people didn't like what they were doing and they thought, yeah, chalo, main ye to nahi karna hai, to chalo, main apna hi kuch karta. That's normally a trigger. But, you know, you should not take decisions like that when you're in a fit of rage. You should calm down. You know, when you missed a promotion, when you've had a tiff at work, those are normally the wrong times. You're not thinking rationally. So, those should not be the drivers, I think, to take the plunge of entrepreneurship because it's a life-changing, you know, it takes a bigger toll than what meets the eye, you know, and that's one of the reasons why you're putting this into perspective. Money is only one part of it and that's limited to one small percentage of people who get to make that kind of money, but the toll is 100% of it, you know, and 100% of the people it takes a toll whether they become successful or not.
So true.
On the successful ones, it takes a toll because it takes a lot out of you. You spend time away from family and so on and so forth. On the unsuccessful ones, in addition to all this, there is also the burden of, oh, you didn't make it. So, you know, you have to
that
weigh...
That burden has gone down on it. Yeah. Like, I like, again, interact with a lot of people who tried and work, come back to job or try again. I think that's why India is now maturing.
The burden may not be social work, the burden is opportunity.
Opportunity.
I could have easily been, you know, if I would have followed a path, I would have easily been here, I would have had a house, I would have had this.
In hindsight, though, there are a lot of things. But I think the fun of, like, honestly, I've been like running as an entrepreneur for like 10 years. The fun of doing it is very, very different. The ups and downs makes you a very, very different person altogether.
Do you think entrepreneurship is a mindset though? Because like both of you like are technically not the initial founder,
I think so.
Right?
So that question, you know, I will say, I think it is a mindset. I think this
it's
is
a mindset. Yeah.
This is an often used cultural catchphrase in startups. I don't know if you all use it, which is act like an owner.
Yeah.
You know, be the owner. And if you are able to internalize that, I actually love people in my team who act like this.
Hmm.
You know, there may be, you know, different organizations are wired differently in terms of reporting relationships and what have you. I personally actually think everything is my problem. Everywhere I've worked. And that's a very liberating feeling. I'm also very self-deprecating. You know, no matter how good something is going, I'll feel like, nahin yaar, isse toh achha hi ho sakta tha. Kya hai ye? You know? And it's just a mindset. So I, at least being on this side where I'm not an entrepreneur, but I'd like to think, and I've just had the good fortune of working with very, very good people. I mean, all the work that I've done, where I've really had the freedom 100% to express myself as an entrepreneur. So whether something has worked or not, I can say that, you know, I went all in and I own up to that outcome. There is no externalization whatsoever. Not because of reporting relationships or whatever, because I was really in the driver's seat. I was not the passenger. I was not sitting behind and saying, right, lelo, left, left. I was driving. If the car crash, it's actually my fault. So that I think it is a mindset.
Kanchan, you had a question, sorry.
Yeah, I want to ask Ankush, what was that moment when you thought, hey, now I'm ready to commit to a startup? Was there a framework that you used to like analyze?
I think it was more about knowing what I am. And like Deepak, my close friend, all of my close friends will say, you'll never be able to work for anyone. Okay, you'll have issues. So I needed that environment also where I can operate the way I want to operate. And I think from day one, I felt like building the culture of courage. And I think it's all about the kind of people you are with, how the courage, like Rebel, if I look at the last 12 years where I've gone through, we have shut down kitchens. We are like 1 month of runway, cloud kitchen. People were saying, what is this? Who will order from people? The thing not saying then. A lot of up and down.
You guys actually invented that.
Then COVID. Yeah. So we are the first company where we say we are not Uber of India. We are Rebel of the world. Because that's how we kept seeing and then build the whole technology, working that hustle, like 5-6 co-founders. And exactly, we never felt like, okay, we're not the one who started because that's the environment we got when we were there. And that's the environment we want to give to our team also. So no one feels like, okay, they're an employee. And I think what I'll say, again, you have to figure out, will it work for you or not? Because in jobs, you can have days when you can go back and say, achha, abhi main thoda chill marta hu. As an entrepreneur, as a founder, you cannot. You have to show up every day. Good, bad, ugly. Things goes fine, things not going fine. You have to show up, which takes a lot. Right?
So, do you think people are, in the Gen Z world, do you think people are doing entrepreneurship again? Again, this is a question fancy. People ask of marathoners, right? If you are not allowed to tell anyone in the world that you have run the marathon, will you still go ahead and run it? And people say that most people will drop out of the race.
Yeah.
Right? And entrepreneurship, I think it's sexy to tell the world that you're an entrepreneur. And is that motivating? Because young people are vulnerable to telling the world stuff. And the world is conditioned now in a way like this, right? So do you think that in your age groups, in your peer circles, the desire to be an entrepreneur is driven by this more than it is by actually wanting to solve a problem or any of the entrepreneurial motivations that were tabled?
I feel like somewhere, maybe a percent or two, it is something that, you know, pushes you to start maybe. Because of course, it is an aspect. It's going to be an outcome of it. But I think in the end, everyone will, it all boils down to actually doing the research and saying, okay, I will actually have to put in this much effort and then do it.
I think it's definitely far more glorified than taking on a good corporate job or even joining your family business. I was just having this conversation last night with a relative of mine who's now deciding to join the family business. Like far profitable, positive cash flow than any business he'd start right now. And he's like, yeah, but I have to join my family business. I'm like, man, just change it to a new name.
Yeah.
And that's it, right? It's a startup and you're a founder. So
it's amazing. Actually, we see a lot of this factory and asset-driven businesses where the second generation finds it to be boring. And these are fantastic businesses.
Cash generating businesses.
Agar aapke paas factory hai and aapne brand nahi banaya aapke products ka. There's a huge opportunity to build a brand. Because now the channels exist.
But I want to spin the question slightly differently for the both of you. This time, I didn't have a list of 10 questions, but I will ask nonetheless. I think, you know, there is a point at which you're so young in your career, you may feel like I want to start up because there is no risk. And that's a very different mindset to want to start up versus you saying that I want to start up knowing that there is a lot of risk. And the propensity or the probability of success, I think, is also related to this. It's actually when you think that there is a lot of risk, you might actually even succeed.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, that Batman movie
thing
when the only time he's able to jump is when he doesn't have the rope.
Correct. Hold him. Yeah.
You know, it's like when you start up at a later age, for example, and when you already have family, when you already have commitments, you know that you can't fail. The pressure is also that much more, but your reason to start up has to be, the conviction has to be that much deeper.
Yeah.
Versus when you're young in your career, you might think, what's the worst that will happen, right? What's the worst? It will not work. I'm still so young, you know, I'll pick up a job in a few years. I'll gain valuable experience nonetheless. And I don't have any strings attached right now. So when you're thinking of starting up, if you are at an early stage, where is it coming from? Where is it actually coming more from? Is it, I don't have any risk? Or knowing that there's a lot of risk and still wanting to do it?
I think definitely when you're young, you have low responsibilities. So a lot of people do end up starting. But the risk that I do see a lot is because we have no risk, a lot of people will just start anything.
Yeah.
Right? Like a lot of young people I see around my friends are doing, like, let's say, digital marketing agencies with one client, right? Yeah. Or like a drop shipping business, which if they actually look at the amount of time they're investing in it, is definitely not profitable.
Or creators.
Yeah.
A lot of them are now creating content without realizing the amount of time, effort, and the economic potential of it, right? Because we feel this mindset ki there is no risk, let's start. But I feel like for example, the Zepto boys, right? Like the amount of skill that they have is very underrated, right? They didn't just start something so amazing because they were young and they didn't have risk, right? It's because they had a lot of meaningful value to add. Whereas if you're 18 and you just start a business, like what value are you really adding, right? Like
it's an exceptional case. I agree.
Yeah. But I think it goes back to the same, there are two type of people now. Who'll be sincere, who'll do the thorough work and do it. But eventually I still feel, even if in that phase you do startup, you still have a better learning than going to a corporate. Even you're doing something, you'll realize that I was doing something random.
I actually disagree with that because let's say I don't go to college.
Yeah.
I'm 18 and I start a business. I will probably be able to do very low complexity tasks. Whereas if I join, let's say, a fintech company, okay, and I learn, or a coding company, and I learn how to develop something and I learn how the finance world works, right? I can build far more complex businesses than I would be able to at 18.
I completely agree with that.
That's hard to argue with. And there are many things that you learn just by working.
Yeah.
Eventually, you will need to build a team, for example. You know, and good talent will gravitate towards people who are able to inspire, who are able to understand and show some direction. Gravitas, I think, is a very under... I've always had gray hair for forever. But now I realize the importance of gray hair. You know, I used to think that this is overrated. But I think it just shows, much like the degrees...
Yeah.
Gray hair shows that thodi age hai bandegi, so thoda, you know, has lived the life and has some perspective, judgment. So working for a few years will make it real for anyone who then later wants to start up. That I think is...
I still disagree because again, so, and there's so many examples, right? Again, today the ecosystem is far more evolved. When I joined Rebel was 2012. Like startup was ki ye kya kar rahe ho? Now things have changed a lot. You have people to guide, you have people to mentor. You met the Postic Switch guys that day. I met the Rapido founder that day, was with him, and as soon as password they started. I think obviously there are people, again I'm saying, people who don't fit into that tribe doing it will fail. But people who eventually fit into that tribe will succeed. And because it's not right or wrong, it's the process. It's the process of getting into that thing and then doing it is what's gonna work. And if you don't do it, that means, see, if your brain tells you what is the right thing to do, what is not the right thing to do, because inside you know what you want to do. A lot of your answers come like, I will change. And I think people now getting failed entrepreneurs getting job is far more easier.
Yeah.
So, I did want to ask you both one question, which I think entrepreneurial outcomes financially have typically been celebrated. Even an average entrepreneurial outcome financially is a big pot of gold compared to, let's say, a salary, like, you know, for the same kind of skill set. But now I have started to believe fundamentally that corporate India salaries, especially for high quality folks who could have been entrepreneurs, have actually kind of taken over, whether it's private equity, venture capital, private equity funded companies, entrepreneur in residence roles with large ESOPs, or CXO roles in companies that are going to go public. That financial outcome for a high quality CXO, having spent 15, 20, 25 years, let's say, building a great career at, whether it could be a Swiggy or Nykaa of the world, or a Rebel type of early startup, or even like an HUL or a, you know, or an established company, is way higher than what it was 15 years back.
Yeah.
Frankly, if I look at sometimes, you know, some of the private equity funded hired professionals, I'm like, this is like, if this is the job available, why do I need to do entrepreneurship? If that's the job, that's
financial outcome is the only thing.
But agar, that's what I'm saying. 10 years back, I was doing things for survival. Now, if you're doing things for survival or say money or XYZ, then obviously you're right.
Mm. But yeah, on to, like,
but if you, if, let's say you have survival, a, let's say
actually
have a,
much more. Yeah. What he's saying is actually significant amount of money, which is far beyond survival.
The, without
is yeah, but I'm just saying, but yeah, there is a cap on money, right? After XYZ money, there's no difference.
But that's subjective.
That's again subjective. It's person to person. If what gives you happiness is money in the bank or the thrill of doing something is the difference.
Yes. I think, right. So I think financial outcomes are possible to create through many different routes today.
Yes.
Right? It's not just previously working a job, you can only get to X. And if you want to make astronomical money, then starting up and one day cashing out or whatever, that's the only way to do it. Used to be the case maybe a decade ago. That's no longer the case.
It is not there.
So if financial outcomes is what you're after, there are multiple routes you can go.
Yeah.
That I think that has to be said.
Yeah.
At the same time, I think it's about the color
but
that you add to
put some numbers on this. Yeah. Like, yeah. I remember, for example, I remember this one thumb rule. If you want to make 100 crore, then you live in McKinsey, you live in 30 years, a good senior partner with 15 years of experience as a senior partner, you make 100 crores. This is like 15 years back. And I felt that was, you know, a great outcome, but too much effort and too much time for that outcome. But I think today, one is that senior partner at McKinsey is now one of 1,000 potential roles. And the 100 crores become actually 300, 400 crores.
Yeah.
People can make 300, 400 crores being executives if they make the right job switches.
Yeah.
And then that changes the rationality to become an entrepreneur, I think, a lot, especially from a financial motivation.
Also, just financially, it's so easy to go abroad now that you can easily go to Dubai, work there for 5 years. You'll make five times what you make in India and then come back. So financially, you're right.
Yeah, or even be in India and just, you know, value compounds over time.
Yeah.
The market is actually fundamentally growing so fast that you will make money and you will make even maybe possibly that kind of money or more, even if you're not a startup founder.
Correct.
If you're not a founder.
If the question is how to make money, then entrepreneurship is not the answer.
Then it's not the only answer.
It's not the only answer.
Not the only answer.
Or it is not the most safe answer.
Yes. That for sure it is.
Yeah. But it was the only answer 15 years ago.
It was the only answer 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Do
you guys know that?
I mean, No, I don't know.
I mean, would you like would you agree with that, or like would your peers agree with that?
At least let's say when I'm discussing with my friends, how someone would think about, like, you know, starting up is, hey, I want to earn a lot of money. Maybe startup is a way I can earn that faster. That is something that we think about.
I don't think it's kind of startup a way to earn a lot more, but much later.
I think that is the myth in amongst
that's a good question to ask.
That's what I also thought before I came so close.
Before he came to Bombay Shaving Company.
Are you? So,
money? Fundraise, aapke account mein nahi aata. Fundraise, not in your account. Oh.
Yeah. But mine, that fun is very, very different.
I think the whole concept of, you know, unrealized gain is something you learn when you're a lot closer to the problem. You might be worth, like, you've done two rounds of fundraising, your business is worth 150 crores, your net worth technically 70 crores or something. But
rent thodi de pa rahe ho uske
saath. It's fully unrealized, right? And unless you actually have an exit, like, you will not get
exit. That is one lens with which people see entrepreneurship, and a lot of people see with that lens.
Yeah.
There is the other lens, which is, I think, is more important.
100% agree. And I think that's the misconception.
Most of people see that with that monetary lens, itne mein bika, itna raise kiya, itna kiya. There is a very different lens to it also, because See, we are in a country where I think population is one of our strength and one of our opportunity to create jobs, to create opportunities. Today, like, if we're sitting in a place which employs so many people, like we employ like 9,000 people now across India, blue collar. I think that is also something which gives you a lot of, lot of 100%. Fulfillment. Because again, I'm saying, India mein 50-100 crore bahut ho gaya. You can have the best of your life. Uske baad ka wala pada hai, theek hai. But I think it's more about paying it forward, which is now coming into play. How you're building your nation. What are you doing? Because we all look at Silicon Valley and we get amazed. I think it's our time now, the next 10 years, to build things and create that impact for our country.
But for,
I think that's the lens people don't see it through. Because still, again, this is our upbringing. This is how we feel as a country. We are a poor country. Money always takes the first seat. But I think a lot more than money, which is there in entrepreneurship, which is building for India now. The amount of tax we pay through ESOPs, MSOPs and all is also building. It's not that only that wealth. But I think, so wo ek lens hai, which obviously should excite you in the beginning. But that will be at the backstage, I think, once you have... Like 50 or 100, I don't know what number you feel like.
Also,
quarter ke baad wo number baith jayega side. Then what will make you show up? Like if, like Dipinder, he talked about it. So there was a time when he was like, he shows up first, he leaves the last. And now money is like sorted, right? I've met the Razorpay guys, like very different. But I think the fun of building, the fun of creating something and creating it for a long time, like 100 years.
Eternal.
Is what... What will should be back of your mind?
That's because what gets lost in the news. Because news mein to yehi aata na ki itni fundraising hui hai, is valuation.
Yeah, news hamare liye thoda hai. If we are also bad biased with news.
But we are reading the news, right? As young people.
Yeah. You guys should talk about what are your motivations when you evaluate starting your own company. One of them is money, as we have spoken so much about. But when you guys think about it, what else do you also think about?
The first thing that I would think of is, what is my financial background? Am I in a place where I can actually tell my parents that, you know, I'm not going to take a job? Do I really personally want... I mean, okay, I have the risk-taking appetite, but maybe I also crave the stability of a job.
But is that answerability, is that something that you impose on yourself? Or you
imposed on myself. My parents, I mean, I don't think my parents... They're fine now as well. They're like, okay, you can do whatever you want to do. But in our, and it's not just the case with me, even people around me, the constant, it's the peers that you need to really prove yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that increased compared to when your brother was in college, for example?
I feel, because when I tell him about ki, you know, placements chal rahe and I need to submit my resume and all of that, he's like, you don't really have to, I mean, chill out. You don't have to really.
Is that a gender issue? Like, you are women more sincere about it and men kind of are okay? Otherwise,
I don't think so.
Or is it a personality issue?
It's more of a personality issue. I mean, in our campus, the ratio is quite skewed anyways.
And she definitely over-prepares. So.
Thank you guys so much for kind of coming down, spending time and being a part of our Bridge Barbershop episode. I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys did as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
100%. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.